Today is Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. School buses in Carson City will resume a normal schedule starting on Wednesday. A spokesman for the Carson City School District says some routes may be doubled up, which could cause minor delays, but students can plan for school transportation as usual on Wednesday. The district has been limiting bus service since Friday due to staffing shortages caused by COVID-19. A Henderson City Councilman wants a state law changed to let communities like his carve out their own school districts. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
Councilman Dan Stewart filed paperwork to gather citizen support to put the question before state lawmakers next year. He filed an initiative petition on January 11th through a political action committee he formed. Stewart and other initiative backers argue the size of districts like Clark County make it difficult to manage schools. If they gather enough signatures to put the initiative before lawmakers, it would allow communities like Henderson to secede from the Clark County School District. It's the fifth largest in the country with about 320,000 students. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
The nation's largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, is poised to emerge from 5 years of criminal probation amid worries that it remains too dangerous to be trusted. The probation period was supposed to rehabilitate PG&E after its 2016 felony conviction for a 2010 explosion that blew up a neighborhood and killed 8 people. Over the last 5 years, more than 100 people have died and more than 23,000 homes and businesses have been burned by wildfires sparked by its equipment. The U.S. Supreme Court said Monday it'll look at limiting the scope of a landmark federal clean water law. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The Clean Water Act allows the federal government to place limits on real estate development or pollution near protected waters. But there's been a long fight over which waters exactly are protected. The law's language is vague, and a 2006 Supreme Court decision didn't help. The 5-4 ruling essentially created two conflicting definitions. Some justices said the law only protects permanent lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams. Others argued it also protects wetlands and intermittent rivers and streams. Now the Supreme Court is taking a second look at this fight. They'll hear the case of an Idaho couple who were blocked by the federal government from building their house near a small wetland next to a protected lake. The ruling could have wide implications for arid regions of the West, like the Great Basin, where a lot of rivers and creeks run dry in the summer. They could lose protections. Patrick Donnelly is with the nonprofit environmental group Center for Biological Diversity.
We are really concerned if substantial revisions are going to carve out the protections for the waters that make the Great Basin so great.
The Supreme Court will take up the case this fall. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
The Nevada Division of Forestry is looking to fund restoration projects that protect communities and ecosystems from wildfires, floods, and invasive species. The division is now accepting pre-proposals for two grants. One will fund a variety of conservation projects, and the other is for wildfire mitigation. Both grants will provide $300,000 per project. This week, the American Indian Library Association announced its Youth Book Awards, and some of the winning entries were about our region. Dave Rosenthal of the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
The winning picture book was Horizon. In this wordless story, a girl uses a magic scarf to help her mother retrieve a flock of sheep. It was written by Daniel Vandiver and illustrated by Corey Begay, both Diné. Healer of the Water Monster, one in the middle school group, the story of a young boy's heroism, was written by Brian Young, Diné. And the young adult winner was Apple, Skin to the Core, by Eric Gansworth, Onondaga. His poetic memoir tells of balancing white and native culture. The title plays off a slur that pegs some natives as red outside and white inside. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Dave Rosenthal.
And the landmark volcano that spits fire outside the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas will soon be snuffed out. KLAS-TV reports Hard Rock International, which purchased the hotel property, plans to tear it down as part of a major renovation plan. A guitar-shaped hotel will take over. Some have started an online petition to keep the volcano, which as of this morning had gathered more than 1,900 signatures. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.